Robert to Kathy. Robert to Kathy, over.
Go ahead, Robert. Over.
Are you ready for the rumble in the jumble, Kat?
The clash in the trash?
The snatch and grab race.
Let's get it.
Welcome to Scrap Heap Challenge, the most fun grown men can legally have wearing boiler suits.
This week, we need our teams to build mobile cranes to shift all this lot. But not only will the machines have to pick it all up, they'll then have to carry it all the way down our course and deposit it safely at the other end.
First up, looking very pretty in pink, are a team of car engineers from Coventry, the Catalysts. There's Captain Gary, the bossy one, Tim, a self-confessed pyromaniac, and Shane, whose hobby is melting things. Making Jaguar cars for a living means these cats are used to travelling in style.
Come on, guys, give me some rubbish!
But they got down and dirty in the Street Sweeper Challenge when they rode their voluminous vacuum cleaner to a tidy victory.
Helping the cats get the cream this week is civil engineer Tom Betts. Young innovator Tom designs heavy lifting machines on a grand scale for the construction industry.
In the orange corner, we have the laid-back but high-tech chairman. Captain Gerard's an electronics egghead who keeps an oscilloscope in his bedroom. There's Gary, the computer genius, and Ron, who used to make dentures. This relaxed trio work at the Royal Hospital for Neurodisability, where they use their technological know-how to design and build computerised wheelchairs. In the last round, they applied their electronics expertise to making a torpedo and blasted the opposition out of the water.
Helping hoist the chairman aloft is Phil Harvey. A field service engineer in the mobile crane industry for 30 years, Phil's the original crane brain.
OK, cats, we want an object of beauty. Let's scrap!
Yeah! Yeah!
Right, guys, let's kick some bottom!
Yes!
Catalysts, are you ready?
Yes!
Chairman, are you ready?
Yes! Oh,
good, because we've got a few tonnes of scrap what wants shifting. So your job is to build a set of wheels with a ginormous crane on the back.
And you'll have just 10 hours to build these contraptions, starting from when the donger dongs. Are you ready?
Yes!
Yes! Go!
Go on, get on with it!
This century, tower cranes have become a familiar sight on the industrial landscape. But the hardest working machines are mobile cranes, lifting machinery on wheels. Designed to shift materials from A to B, they're not generally used to race each other. That's never stopped us before. Yeah. Catalyst Captain Gary seems more interested in the size of his team than his machine.
You can, but
there'll be four fat catalysts sitting at the front here as
well. Yeah. Well, slim catalysts.
We're going to eat a lot today.
The cats are taking inspiration from the playground with a giant seesaw on wheels. First, they'll need an extra-long vehicle. They'll build a frame on the back and stick a hefty boom on the top. The team will pull the front end down to lift the load up. It's a straightforward design, but it relies on a coordinated team with masses of muscle.
Traditionally, it'd be nice to make it triangular because we don't use much material there and it looks nice and pretty.
If we could find something pre-built and ready to go, it'd be a lot quicker and a lot easier to do that.
You want a big lorry, I suppose.
Yeah, number one lorry.
And if you can drive it in, it proves it's working.
Yeah. Okay.
The chairmen want to reel in their loads with a giant fishing rod on wheels. They'll need a sturdy chassis, something long and strong for the rod, and a heavy-duty winch for the fishing reel. If they can find a way of controlling the rod, they won't need to move the whole truck each time they want to go fishing.
We can work that with what we
In the last round, the chairmen were rather slow at finding things.
Are you ready to start looking?
Yep.
We hit the road then.
Well, off you go, guys. Go where you've got to find. Right. Don't keep us waiting so long.
Off you go.
Shane, you're after the truck. Tim, you're after the boom.
Okay, let's go and get it.
Go.
The Jaguar cats are go. And the chairman are, rather slow. Oh, they've,
stopped.
The catalysts get off to a roaring start.
This is nice for lifting as well.
The first bit of booty is a potential boom for their seesaw. Next on the cat's shopping list is a set of wheels. This truck's long enough to support their seesaw, but the wiring looks a bit iffy.
Oh, blimey.
Shane's not afraid of a few dodgy electrics. So are you actually going for this truck?
We need a nice, big, heavy chassis, big truck, plenty of weight on it.
Right.
So we can carry as much weight as possible.
So you've just got some...
Anything sort of car or van-like's not good enough. It's got to be a good, solid truck.
Right.
So as long as we can get it running all right and it's reliable, we should be okay.
Yeah.
The wheelchair men aren't quite as efficient.
Any luck here, guys?
We've got nothing, precisely.
Good, good. Keep up the good work, guys.
The chairman were such rubbish scavengers last time, and they're actually giving up to it now, aren't they? I mean, they've brought nothing in at all. No, they'll be very good. They'll find something in a minute.
On the hunt for the chairman is biomedical engineer Gary. He's found a truck with a beautiful turntable, but he's not sure if it's a runner.
Any chance of seeing if the engine will possibly run?
How do I do that?
Gary's very clever indeed when it comes to computers. He designs virtual reality programs in his spare time, for goodness sake. But he's not so hot on real-life mechanics.
Yeah.
Of the four people in our team, I know the least about engines.
All right.
But, so I'll
it's
just take a wild guess. And,
yeah. Well, he's got one in there.
Trouble is getting it back to the... So the other guys.
Has it got its driving equipment still intact? Or
it's got a steering wheel.
Has it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a start.
We know
those are needed.
Gary clearly needs help. He decides to ask the expert.
Has she got a battery on, Gary?
I don't know.
Oh, can you hear that?
At the other end of the mechanical ability spectrum, Catalyst car engineer Shane is having some luck with the truck for their seesaw.
Basically, do you know the scheme even?
No.
Back at base, Captain Gary's discovered he has more in common with his expert Tom than he'd realised.
Expert, of course. And then we were talking about the other team, the chairman, and about what they actually did. And Tom says, "Oh, you know what they really did? They designed specialist wheelchairs
like for Stephen Hawking." Hawking. Yeah.
Like Stephen Hawking.
And I said, "Oh, I think he went to my school."
And I said,
"He went to my school."
My school.
I thought either I'm wrong. We both went to the same school.
You didn't.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So which school was it?
St Albans School.
Really?
We shared the same physics teacher.
Yeah, so same physics. Oh, Mr. Pinker.
Mr. Pinko, who designed your suits.
But his name's spelled Pink. Then
Pinkock.
Pinkock. But
Miss
Pinko.
He'd gone deaf by the time I was there because he'd done too many of those experiments lighting hydrogen and oxygen together in the lab.
Yeah.
And he also used to say, "Right, turn the gas taps on now. Turn them off. Smell. That's what gas smells like, everyone."
Scary school.
Is there any St Albans school slang or motto or anything?
Oh, the motto is appalling. It's mediocre firma, which is the middle way is best.
Yeah, the middle is fairly standard.
You know, anything will do.
Whatever.
Well, we'll see about that at the end of the day.
No, we prefer our motto, which is Vincere per belli, which is victory through devastation.
I prefer that.
Yeah.
The chairman's engine works, but the prop shaft is missing. This links the engine to the wheels, and without it, the truck is going nowhere. Captain Gerard knocks up a new prop shaft.
Once they've added a prop shaft, the chairman should have a great base for their crane. That super swivelling turntable will make their crane easier to operate and should save them time in the race.
Mechanically challenged Gary helpfully removes that nasty sticky-out thing, also known as the gear stick, Gary.
Teams, you have 9 hours remaining. 9 hours construction time remaining, teams. Thank you.
Mechanical marvel Shane is riding high in the Catalyst super truck.
It's a big truck.
The chairman chuck on their prop shaft.
It's quite hard work being a proper person on the team, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Bring it in, Shane. What a man.
She's a man.
Isn't she beautiful? That's great. Fantastic.
I don't know if I can even remember any of my teachers' names. Miss Merritt.
Mr. Winkworth taught me physics.
Did he?
And didn't he do a good job?
How proud would he be?
He must be
today?
So proud. He must see, that's one of my boys. Look at him. He obviously hasn't got a clue what he's talking about ever.
But he does do a good V8 impression.
Yeah, yeah. You see, I probably understood compression ratios better.
Practical physics.
Because of him, yeah. That was about the only one.
Thank you, Mr. Winkworth.
Mr. Winkworth, thank you very much. I'm sorry I was so bad in class.
How can we decide on that beam whether or not it's going to be enough to lift the weight of three of us?
The cats must make sure their boom won't break when they pick something up. Our heaviest load is a quarter of a ton, about the same weight as a four-man scrap heap team.
So it's the dangle test.
It's only elastic. Hang on.
The boom's strong enough.
Well done. Don't leave me here!
But the team are in trouble with their captain.
As a point there in teamwork, it's probably not a good idea to just all walk off and leave me holding the beam.
Teams, you have 8 hours remaining. You've got 8 hours time remaining at your disposal, teams. All right, 8 hours. All right?
Chairman Ron is still bodging on the prop shaft. He notices the gear stick has been mysteriously hacked off. Gary confesses all.
Have you just taken that off?
Yeah.
But the unflappable team take it in their stride.
Are you fitting into the general laid-back feel of the chairman?
No point getting wound up.
No. Great choice.
There's a bit of point. If you've only got an hour to go and you still haven't built anything, then there's a bit of point.
Go home.
It takes 25 minutes to come down from being wound up, so you've lost 25 minutes anyway. So
it's very impressive
take
philosophy.
Take it very easily and relaxed.
Yeah, we're going to have a regrouping session now. You ready? You with it?
But then adding ballast to...
Company man Gary has a strong managerial approach. His three golden rules for successful teamwork are communicate...
Guys, what are we doing here?
Communicate...
2.2.
Communicate...
is 2.3.
Yeah.
A vertical support and triangulate it backwards.
Yeah, because
it plays 5 metres overhang here. We're talking hardly anything. Yeah, hang on a minute.
The team of Jaguar car engineers want to secure victory at all costs.
Distracted.
Oh, yeah, come on, Tim, don't get distracted.
They're quite competitive, aren't they?
Yes, they're very competitive, very determined.
But then if you imagine the red faces, if they go back having made a total pig's ear of it, it's not going to be a pretty sight, is it?
No, because they will have done a lot of bolstering. I would think pre
I'm sure there's been some
corporate team bolstering.
Corporate bolstering.
Can we do it? Yeah! When are we going to do it? Now!
How bad do we want it? Really bad!
The chairman have fixed on their prop shaft, but when they try to drive off, they discover the clutch is kaput.
Ooh, entangled.
If that clutch doesn't work...
We're in stuck.
What's plan B?
We don't quite know yet.
Down the pub, I think.
We're banking on plan A.
So that clutch has got to work.
The clutch has got to work somehow or other.
We have truck. We have boom.
Boom, I think.
We do not have A-frame.
Right.
We're taking it easy with the chairman, a team of wheelchair technologists from London, and probably the most chilled-out team we've ever had on Scrap Heap. This week's challenge is to build a mobile crane, but there's no sign of any lifting device from the chairman. They haven't even managed to get their motor back to base yet.
This job justifies the amount of time that it's taking, just getting this all
Absolutely.
Going.
Absolutely.
So are you confident about finishing in time?
Of course we're confident.
I mean, you're very laid back, your team, I've got to say.
Totally confident about finishing in time.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
6 hours remaining, teams. Just six. Thank you.
The Cat Corporation is running according to Captain Gary's classic rules of man management.
And that's 5 metres across there.
He holds regular focus groups, so the team are up to speed on Project Seesaw.
Let's try and visualise this. A visualisation session, guys.
All team members are busy at all times to maximise man-hour efficiency ratios.
I want big, I want bad, I want beefy. I want it.
Well, it needs to be able to run, Gary.
No, I like that.
300-400.
Somebody needs to cut some new plates.
So that I am so convinced I am beyond doubt, you know? I like being beyond doubt.
That's 3.4.
I wanted to talk to you about the onerous responsibilities of being a captain. Especially now you've got through the first round, you know, that trophy's looking a little bit closer.
It doesn't feel that close.
It does seem like you do worry more than your teammates.
I like to get things glued together, and I feel at the moment that we're making a very nice jigsaw puzzle of parts at the moment. They're all really happy because they're all really busy doing lots of little things.
Yeah.
I expect we'll have a powwow in a minute, a regrouping to make sure everybody knows what they're doing, what direction we're on.
Right.
And we're just getting to the point now where we've got this jigsaw, as I say, and then we're going to say, right, let's join it all together in the right order and try and get a device that looks like it could work.
In our crane race, each team has an identical pile of scrappy objects to choose from. Every item has a different score depending on how difficult it is to lift.
The pickup zone is 15 feet wide, so to be able to grab items from the back, the team's machines must be able to reach 15 feet. But the teams must also take into account that the further away an object is, the harder it becomes to lift. Nelly the elephant weighs exactly the same as her twin sister Ellie. But if Nelly is twice as far away as Ellie, it'll take twice the oomph to lift her. The heaviest items in our race are 1/4 ton. So for maximum scoring potential, the machines must be able to lift the heaviest objects at the back of the zone without breaking.
A teams, believe it or no, you have 5 hours remaining, that's all. 5 hours remaining, gentlemen.
Let's get busy, guys. 5 hours.
Your cranes, teams. Thank you.
Should be OK.
The clutch is fixed and the chairmen are finally ready to roll. Ah, oh, for such a big truck, it makes a sweet little noise.
It's all right, it's so scrappy.
I like the reverse bell.
Yeah, nice bell.
That's really ace.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Wrong one. Well, it was a good team effort, that was, to get that in here.
Three.
The chairman whack up the jib arm.
Shall we line it up for that magic moment?
But Gary has been playing with the truck controls. Oh, dear.
Turn the switches off.
Where?
That's got it. Got it.
Our judge this week is King of Cranes, Bob McGrain.
Good morning, Robert. Have a seat.
An award-winning crane maker, Bob has made lifting devices all his life. As technical director for Baldwin's Cranes, he's a top craniologist in the pickup business.
This is a difficult challenge because it's not one problem
right.
that they're trying to solve here.
Right.
They're trying to get the right vehicle. They're trying to build a strong enough boom, which is a straightforward structural problem,
yeah.
but it's a difficult
yeah.
task
yeah.
given the materials they've got to find.
Yeah.
They've got to provide winches and they've got to make sure it's stable,
yeah.
not just to lift, but you want it to drive.
Yeah, yeah,
and
to
that's
move along.
Where it's
yeah.
going to get quite
yeah.
interesting. What the catalysts are trying to build is
giant seesaw.
Yeah. We're going back to what the Greeks and the Egyptians
right.
did. They obviously didn't have trucks to
no.
put them on, but
no.
that's how they started, with just big levers.
Right. So it's effectively, that's just a giant lever that you push one end down and it lifts the other end
correct.
Up. Yeah.
But having their boom on a turntable means the chairman will be able to slew.
Slewing is when
that
your
way.
Jib is going round
yeah.
like that. Derricking is it's when your jib
down.
Goes up and down like that.
And
hoisting,
I understand.
Up and down.
Yeah.
OK.
Good. Slew, derrick and hoist. It sounds like a sort of crane manufacturing company, doesn't it?
And there's special signals which we show you later.
Well, how do you slew?
When how do you slew?
Yeah, if you're showing someone to slew.
Oh,
so you just point the slew.
Yeah, well, that way.
That way.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you're slewing.
Slewing, slew, slew.
Right, now you want okay. to derrick.
Derrick.
Up.
Derrick. Up.
That's your head up.
Head up.
Or
all right.
Head down.
Head down.
Right.
Okay.
Lower.
Lower.
Or hoist.
Right.
Okay.
Derrick.
I want you to
okay.
slew left, jib up, and hoist down.
Slew left. Jib up. Jib up. Hoist down.
Correct, but you've got to do them all three at the same time.
Slew left, slew right. I mean, there we go, that's
there
wrong just now.
Car engineer Shane's love of wheelie things began when he was a boy, growing up in his father's dismantling garage.
But was that a family business, Shane?
Was that your sort of vehicle dismantlers.
Right. So it was a bit higher up than a scrapyard,
yeah,
a bit more posh.
I had good memories of sort of wandering off my own and
right.
having sort of health and safety nightmares. And
yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Climbing around the cars. Makes me cringe thinking
yeah,
about
it. Yeah, I know. Imagine letting your kid run around.
Run out there.
Yeah. Go and play out there for a bit.
That's right.
I don't think we've ever had anybody on the show that's
really?
Actually born and raised in a scrappy.
Were you literally born and raised in
it?
Wasn't quite.
Was
actually,
quite
you weren't
not,
born
not,
in
not
the scrappy.
Not a scrap car, though, nothing like that.
Not quite.
It wasn't sort of in a...
Conceived in a scrapyard. Conceived in a scrapyard.
Yeah. You might have been. We don't know. Have you asked? You should ask.
I don't
ask.
Want to go there.
You don't want to go there. It's very hard.
I'd rather
to.
Not.
You never really want to imagine that, do you?
Yeah, right.
The catalysts have finished their frame.
That is so perfect. It is an object of beauty.
Time to add on the boom.
Steady, left.
But it's too long.
Does it clear? No.
And it doesn't clear the cab of the truck.
It looks that bit.
That's going to move a long way in there, Gary. Yeah. So,
stay
out of
that.
Mr. Pinko must be just broken-hearted.
We've made a mistake.
Who did it?
We're blameless. We take these things as a team.
It's very good.
On all our shoulders.
That's not what Shane says.
She's lying.
If that's the worst thing that happens today,
you're doing well.
Then we're jolly chuffed.
Yeah. I'm sure it won't be.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining. 4 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
The chairman's bit of Angoline is too short, but they plan to fix a pulley onto a pole and slide it up the middle.
The furthest object for our machines to reach is 15 feet, but the fishing rod is only 12, so the team are adding an extension pole. Once the pole is pushed up into place, it'll give them maximum reach. Then the team must make sure their giant rotating fishing rod is strong enough to haul those heavy loads. The boys get into pole position.
Have you done brainy calculations like they have over the wall to make sure this isn't going to bend nothing? No.
We don't think it
will. We guess.
It's all intuition over here. And a bit of a hunch.
Yes. If you throw me over, there's a pint.
And just while we're about it, why are you two standing there menacingly?
We like to look busy.
But seriously, where's that going?
Push it.
Oh, it's just a buffeter. Yeah. Oh, go on, buffet then. Now, would you quite happily grab a hold of that and hang off the end?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't do it just
but
yet.
We haven't finished welding yet.
Not with those two.
Well, you're not as heavy as me.
What do you reckon this could lift?
We could do 3/4 of a ton.
Really?
Yeah.
How many times?
Just once, yeah. And it'll just lift it up and then it'll all fall apart.
But the judge is not convinced.
The chairman has had a change of plan as to how they're going to construct their jib.
Right.
The way that they now think they're going to do it, in my opinion, is going to lead to a failure of the jib.
Right.
So they need to be thinking very carefully about what they're doing.
Right.
They have gone for simplicity by extending the jib with a small diameter round bar.
I saw that lying down on the floor. Yeah.
The problem is that will not sustain the load that they are about to put on it.
And so it's not a problem with the build, it's a problem with the actual use of the crane.
It's not a problem with the techniques that they're using, but they are not using strong enough components to support the load that they need to lift.
Yes.
And if they carry on as they are doing, if they attempt to lift the full load that they've been specified, we believe that the boom will break, the jib will break.
Our teams are making lifting contraptions to race in tomorrow's challenge. But precision car engineers, the Catalysts, are having trouble with their seesaw.
It's just joy to behold.
Imagine if they did that at work, measured wrong, you know, on a Jaguar, and the doors didn't shut.
And everyone in the back seat was sitting
like
this.
Like that, yeah. And then they shut the door and it's like that much too long. And then the frame's only like
It's only 200 millimetres,
only 200 mils out.
Yeah, we'll knock a bit off the price.
Yeah.
They'd grind the door down at the garage. We'll have that fitting for you in no time, sir.
Because we're going to... Yeah, OK, just watch the pin a little bit.
Oh, look at that.
That is close.
Yes.
Beautiful, mate.
Okay. The chairman, a team of wheelchair technologists, are whacking together a heavy-duty fishing rod on wheels. As top welder on the team, poor Captain Gerard has ended up doing most of the bodging himself.
Well done, Gerard. Well done. Doing a fine job.
Certainly got this captain business wrong, didn't I?
The chairman are planning to use a hefty winch to lift their loads. Unlike the Catalysts, who need four men to lift one load, a winch is designed as a one-man job, which leaves the rest of the team free to slew. The problem is that all the winches they find are too small.
I don't know if this is any use. The chain bit?
Not really.
Okay.
Ron is sent out once more to delve the depths of the scrap heap.
And so the lonely scavenging continues. He's still looking, gently probing through the rubbish. If we stay here quietly, be able to see him, he might actually find something. No, he's found nothing at all. It's quite heartbreaking, and there's nothing we can do to help him. We cannot interfere with the natural flow. He may be out here for the rest of his life.
The cats are in a seesaw powwow session. They know that their combined body weight isn't enough to lift the heaviest loads in the test. The problem is that the pivot for their seesaw isn't in the middle, and lifting a weight up with the long end needs more force than that exerted by the same weight at the short end. The heaviest load weighs the equivalent of four people, but to be able to seesaw that off the ground, they'd need six people on the short end. The seesaw would work better if the catalysts weren't such a bunch of lightweights.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours remaining, teams. Thank you.
The cats need to think big to increase their crane's lifting capacity.
Now on the race day, we just need to
eat ourselves stupid. But this is the biggest mobile crane in Britain. Known in the trade as a superlifter, it's capable of lifting hundreds of tons. Powered by Monstro hydraulics and operated by computer, it can be programmed to position industrial-sized constructions with precise accuracy.
Any use?
Back in Scrapland, the chairman have finally wheeled in some winches.
Nice one.
Computer nut Gary sets up the winch system and finally proves he's more than just a pretty interface.
What a wonderful man you are.
I did something.
Actually,
you want to strap it?
The clever cats have come up with a way to pile on the pounds.
Together. And apart.
The combined weight of the team isn't enough to weigh down the seesaw to lift the high-scoring loads, so the cats are adding counterweight at their end of the seesaw. Although the extra weight will make the boom harder to pick up, the extra downward force means they'll be able to lift those heavy loads.
Job, job.
Teams, you have 2 hours remaining. 2 hours construction time remaining, teams. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We feel good. Come on.
We're all happy that it's going okay.
Because are you a worrier?
No,
You are now, now that I've asked you.
Not today.
Really?
But in my professional life, sometimes.
So why not today?
Because we've got it all under control.
Oh, right. Just confidence is riding you over
The team are excellent. We've got a good plan, and we've got a good execution so far.
These precision engineering types always have a plan B up their sleeves. Even with a bulked-up boom, the cats think that body weight alone may still not be enough for the big loads. So they're adding a small winch pulley as backup. Pulling the seesaw down with the winch is a slow process, but it'll be worth the wait if it means they get the high scorers off the ground.
We need some grease, that's fantastic. Yeah. Bit of grease on it. Makes a good noise as well. We've got added noise. Excellent.
How fast is it?
We're about to rotate our monstrosity.
Ready? This is where it falls over.
With the boom up, the chairman can't resist taking her for a spin. As usual, they take it nice and easy. Hopefully, they'll speed up the pace a tiny bit when they're in an actual race.
Touchy slew's lovely.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour remaining, teams. Thank you very, very much indeed.
The chairman bang on pole supports.
Can I weld it?
And whack on their winch.
I don't.
So who do you reckon's going to win?
I think the chairman. I put my money on the chairman, yeah.
Well, who do you think?
I think it's a very, very close call now. I think the victor now will be not the best machine, but it's the best teamwork that's going to
actually,
do it.
Definitely. Yeah, no, you're right. I'd quite like to change my mind after the race, is that right? As to who I'd always supported and knew that would win. Is that fair or is that not really right?
No, that's absolutely the way betting always happens.
Right then. These tyres weigh the equivalent of one man, about a quarter of the maximum weight the machines will be lifting in tomorrow's race. The chairmen are up for a little practice.
Rotate.
Swing. Slow. Any bending?
A little bit of bending. But that's normal in a crane, you know.
Work.
Now, what's slewing like now? Do a gentle slew.
Slew that.
Definitely a fishing rod.
Work. Down.
Down we go.
We are going down.
Beautiful. Yeah, we're going down now. Beautifully done.
This is a thoroughly convincing test.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah.
So,
who needs science?
Yeah. This is pure emotion. This is what we're doing.
But expert Phil is worried the boom might break with a heavy load.
There's not really any other kind of strengthening kind of gubbins you can do, really, is there?
There is, yeah. It's a question of time.
Yeah. I mean, could it ever get to a point where it's sort of bent so low that you're not really lifting it up properly?
That's,
I suppose that's
my only concern at the moment.
Right. Oh, really?
That's the first time you've mentioned that concern.
But Phil has a clever remedy up his sleeve.
To stop their jib arm from breaking when it lifts a load, the team are adding on a back mast. They'll whack on an upright at the base of the boom and fix a chain across the top. It's a brilliant strengthening solution, which means when they're reeling in a big one, they can let the chain take the strain.
Let's get this out of the way. Ready, steady, go!
The cats practice their pulling technique.
Look at that.
Show me the lock off.
But will it work for two utter weaklings?
I'm ready.
Chin back, remember.
And lift.
All the way down, please. All the way down. Are you going all the way down?
Yeah.
Keep it going. No, a bit more, please. Okay, go. That's it. There we go.
Well, I thought that was quite hard work myself.
You're only little.
Yeah, but you just. Did you put all your weight on it?
My feet were
on the ground.
But that's all you have to do is do that and then it came.
You might be using this little fella.
There's just moments to go.
Who cares what it looks like?
Time for some last minute craniology.
Roof lining's on fire. Jim, can you stop cutting a minute, mate? We've got a roof
behind you.
Okay.
Time, gentlemen, please! Down your tools, rest your jibs, for tomorrow these babies will be lifting. Well done, teams.
It's race day. The scent of battle is in the air. There are two machines. Two identical piles of high-scoring scrap.
Let me check the leg room.
But the two teams couldn't be more different.
Rules about four people being... You listen to this at all, yeah? OK, good. Just checking.
Hold that.
Yeah.
There we go. Stay there.
We're ready to lower it down.
In the pink corner, we have the monster seesaw made by a squad of precision car engineers. It's up against the giant fishing rod bodged by a bunch of wheelchair technicians.
When battle commences, the teams will race up the course to this beautiful array of scrap. We've given each item a score depending on how hard it's going to be to shift. So this tyre is worth 10 points. This half a car is worth a whopping 50. But they'll only score their points once they've picked the items up, carried them down the course and safely deposited them at the other end. When time is called, the team with the highest scoring scrap heap will be the winner. The battle will last half an hour in two 15-minute rounds, and we'll be upping the stakes in round two.
Chairman, are you ready?
Yes!
Are you ready, catalysts?
Yes!
OK, teams, it's snatch and grab time! Let's kick it!
The teams start their dash up the course.
They can go for one thing at a time, heavy and high points or light and low.
Pressure's on, Tom.
The cat's expert Tom goes for a 50-point car engine. With this out of the way, they can pick up the car body next time. He starts to sling his hooks around the engine.
I mean, good Lord, what's he doing?
The chairmen are moving very slowly towards the pile, and they've stalled just inches away.
Lost it.
Let's more.
Can we help him? We can help him, can't we?
Can help him, Tom.
Cat's expert Tom's rigging is too slow for Captain Gary. He sends Tim in to whack the chains on quickly and orders the team to try a lift.
Pinch up. The catalyst engine is very poorly hung and I predict it's going to fall off.
Whoa! That was no good.
They were just too hasty. Gary leaves it to the expert.
Bit more.
The chairmen are slowly preparing for their first lift.
Phil, what are you going for?
We've got an engine in there. We're going to have to slew this way. We've got an engine in there first.
This is 30. It's like a bad jumble sail.
Slewing pin out.
They're also hoping to clear the 50-point engine.
Yeah, Ron's working way hard on the winch there.
They're very casual about the whole thing. They're having a nice afternoon. They sort of stroll between each position. They're not in a panic. No, they're fine.
Got a bit more.
The catalysts have finally got hold of that engine.
OK.
While the chairman get the chain around theirs.
Robert, the first load is coming your way.
Winching, wheel block.
It's very much down to team dynamics, isn't it?
It is. There's somebody jumping, there's somebody running. Gary's shouting at them, getting them all in the right places.
The catalysts head back down to unload. Driver Shane must make for the side of the course to turn round and reverse their crane into unloading position.
Yeah, he's got that. OK.
Chalk! Catch out,
right down.
Lift, slow.
No, not slow. Okay, quick.
Oh, we've got an engine going skyward here as well. One fresh engine block on its way to you from the other side.
What a magnificent sight.
The Cats are first to score with their 50-point engine.
Up!
The chairmen are gently slewing. Instead of turning the whole vehicle, the chairman's tactic is to stop and rather slowly rotate their slewing turntable to position their boom over the unloading bay.
I think they are without doubt our most laid-back team in history.
Ron turns the winch the other way to lower their 50-point cargo, and it lands just inside the drop zone.
I reckon you can come a bit closer next time, guys.
Boom coming down, mind out.
The scores are level, but the Cats are already back at the top of the course for another 50-pointer, the front half of a car.
Oh, my lord.
The chairman slowly slew back round to point their boom the other way.
I'd just like them to see them moving a little bit faster.
It's sort of just dawdling.
The Cats start to pull the car back to base, but it's dragging on the floor, which is against the rules. Cranes must lift, not drag.
Stop, we've got to lift it.
This is not a legitimate lift.
Very serious.
I think it's pretty clear that it's
a drag. He's only suspended on the front. He should be suspended on the back for a proper lift. That's a drag.
But the Cats can't get the car any higher off the ground. So they have to stop and reattach the chains. The adrenaline-free chairman are going for the rollers, worth 30 points, which could put them in the lead.
And the chairman just strolled back to the game.
The catalysts have re-rigged the car, but they can't lift it up.
The four of them, they are at their limits. No lift.
It's off the ground.
Oh boy, they're not. It's not going down.
Up. Come on, up. Nice one!
The chairman swing back down the course with 30 points on board.
Unable to lift the car with their own body weight, the Cats go for plan B.
Please, can we have some weight on the bar?
And now they're using the winch, I would assume.
On the bar.
Come in.
The chairmen unload their rollers and slip into the lead. And the Cats finally have liftoff.
Leave it on the winch.
The catalysts look like they're lifting. Oh, yeah, beautiful.
The Cats head back to base and dump the car.
Come do the load, Tom. Do the load.
Sorry.
It's nearly the end of the first half, and the Cats are 20 points in front.
Teams, you have 3 minutes remaining.
The catalysts go for the back of the car worth 50 points.
Tom, smash the window! Smash the window! That's it!
The chairmen go for the front half of their car.
Ready, steady, go! Go! Gently!
Not the tidiest of operations. Oh, and a delicate pirouette!
Okay, go away.
It's really down to teamwork. It's not the actual machinery that I've done.
The machines just seem to be working fine together.
The machines work really well.
Okay. It's still hooked!
The Cats are first to dump their car back at base, while the chairmen are slowly slewing.
Despite what should have been an advantage of slewing,
they're just not taking advantage of it.
They are still too laid back in getting off.
Gas tank.
Ooh, it's coming over a bit.
Right, should we get it over the other? Right, push the pole through now.
And now there is a certain amount of dragging going on here, but it is sort of bodywork dragging
it's only a piece,
dangling rather than dragging, isn't it?
The cats go for their next load.
It's slick, is what it is.
Go. The chairman is still unloading the car.
Bent it again. I need something quick, isn't
it? Is it looking the crack? Easy 30 point lift. Watch your head, watch your head.
Head. Mind your head. Out of the way. Go.
Oh, get it back in.
At the end of the first half, the chairman is sitting pretty with 130 points, but the cats are on a more perfect 180.
You had a bit of a double strain then to get that heavy load up, didn't you? I noticed eight lots of feet hanging there.
The winch
was superb.
The winch got us out of a fix there. Yeah, because it didn't move at all, did it?
No, it didn't seem to go down very quickly, no.
No.
Or up very quickly.
No.
But you're 180 points, I think, at the moment. So you're in the lead.
We've got a few points in the bag, but we don't rest on our laurels. Yeah.
I've got to point out one rather horrid fact, which is you are a little bit behind at this point.
Yes, we're 50 points behind.
50 points behind. And it's, what are you going to do about it?
Slewing is
out. Anymore.
Oh, are you not?
It's taking time to slow.
So you're just going to drive straight
drive
back?
There, drive around, park it off, drive around again, go back.
Oh, really?
That's a crazy urge to win this.
Have you got a crazy urge to win?
Yeah.
You see, because some people watching it would think you're going to look all a bit casual. You're going to whop them.
Damnedest.
Really? Because they're more obvious, kind of like they're more kind of like wanting it in an obvious way, because it's all like shouting and, you know, rudeness. Whereas over here it's...
We're polite, but ruthless.
For round two, we're adding a water feature. This 55-gallon barrel weighs a whopping 440 pounds. If the teams decide to go for it, it could be worth 100, 50 or just 10 points, depending on how much water's left, when and if they can get it back to base.
OK, teams, on my mark, let's lift weights!
Go, chairman! Get the big one!
Ah, the bell's ringing. That reassuring tinkle. That's such an absurd sound.
The cats go straight for the water barrel, but they have to use their winch to lift it.
Go, Mark.
We're going to have a bit of fun here, boys.
You know you mustn't spill any.
Really gently.
The chairman are thinking big. They're after 100 points for the giant frame.
Up.
Right hand down a bit, right hand down a bit. Okay, that's it.
But the catalyst's safe return of a full water barrel earns them the maximum 100 points.
Okay. Look at that. It's a ballet.
Bingo!
This is a beautiful operation.
Right, stop.
It's like they're bringing in the roof of a house.
The chairman are catching up, winning 100 points for their frame.
That's a big leap forward for them.
Go on, push the boom.
The copycats try for their 100-point frame.
Left, yeah.
Beautiful!
Remember, we've got to get it down without spilling any.
Be gentle, guys, be gentle, I'm thirsty.
The chairman are starting to fight back. They're after 100 points for the water barrel.
We are in the frame. Straight to Gary. Move to the right.
The chairman get the maximum 100 points for the full barrel, which puts them back in the lead.
The cats dump the frame on their ever-growing scrap heap and nudge back in front.
Oh! Mind that. Nice driving, Shane!
The cats are after a truck axle, but they can't lift it.
I'm here.
The determined chairman race back with the other half of their car.
It's extremely close, is it not?
We think that the catalysts are one item ahead at the moment, but I must say the chairman have speeded up an enormous amount in this round.
They're even doing running!
They are. The chairman are actually running and saying things like, hurry up and jump and get in.
The teams are giving it all they've got. The chairman dump their car on their pile and draw level with the cats. The cat's 30-pointer just pushes them ahead.
In the cab.
That's all right.
Ron uses all his strength on the winch.
The chairman's 40-point load whacks them 10 points in the lead.
The cats are at maximum pulling power.
Come on, capitalists!
Oh.
The catalysts swing back into the lead with a 40-pointer.
Put the shopping trolley on the hook.
The chairman are just 30 points behind. And the cats are struggling.
Come on, let's have some weight up here, guys.
Where's our fourth man up here?
Wench.
Okay. Going for the 20.
2 minutes remaining.
Watch out, Tom!
The catalysts are trying to go for one last lift,
but the chairman's engine has overheated.
Dead.
Oh. 1 minute remaining.
Lift, push it.
Push it.
Yeah, push it. There's a tragedy going on here. They can't restart their engine. They're loaded and ready to go, so they're going to push it home.
Is it in gear? One, is it in gear?
I don't think so.
If they can just get this 50-pointer back in time, they could win.
Go on, push.
But it's too late. It's 420 points to the chairman and a staggering 450 for the catalysts.
We didn't spill a drink.
But the catalysts are the winners.
Congratulations, guys.
And so the top cats go through to the semi-finals.
Next tonight, we're looking at the plans for a series of massive computer-controlled dams forming Holland's barrier to the sea. It's Extreme Engineering after the break.